part from where the lines get broad. Tisanye lo yishtatef odom kol gufoi bein bechamin bein bitzoinon divrei rameir. That a person is also to be mishtatef kol gufoi, that means shituf is a type of a shower, someone is pouring water on him, bein bechamin ubein bitzoinon divrei rameir. According to Rab Meir, it is also bein bechamin bein bitzoinon. Rab Shimon Mater. Rab Shimon holds that it's mutter. Chamin is also mutter. Rab Yehuda Oimer, bechamim also bitzoinon mutter. Rab Yehuda holds that chamin is also, it is also that we're all speaking about chamim shenischamu me'erev Shabbos. And a person is pouring this water on him. So we have a three-way machloikis. Rabeya asel tzoinon otu chamin. Chamin he holds his os, and he asel tzoinon otu chamin. Rab Shimon held that chamin is also mutter. Rab Yehuda held bechamin it is also, but tzoinon is mutter. Omar Rab Chizde machloikis bekeili. So Rab Chizde said the whole machloikis that shituf is also, this is davke bekeili. Avol bekalke divrei hakel mutter. But if the water already was in kalke, and then they threw the water on him from the kalke, so according to everyone, it'll be mutter. So let us see Rashi, what the svar of Rav Chizda is. Lo yishtatev b'shabbes. Bein bechamin, vafilu huchmu b'choil, it is also according to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Now Rav Chizda said, bekli, the whole machlokes is bekli. So what is the svara that a kli is also lehishtate? So someone is taking hot water in a keli, and the water was warmed up Erev Shabbos. The horoya oimer hayoim huchmu. Someone sees hot water and it's Shabbos, so he'll be under the impression that it was warmed up today. Now, how could you warm up water in Shabbos? And people will say that it was warmed up through Teildei Sa'or. That means people be under the impression you're not allowed to warm up Mayim from Eish. But if you have a hot keli, and you'll put the water in the hot keli, so that since the hot keli is Teildei Sa'or, that you are permitted to do. V'hosi lahochim b'shabbat, so a person will say, if you're allowed to be mechamim from Teildei Sa'or, so be mechim b'shabbat k'goynoisin tzoinan b'chamim. So he'll go and put hot water, he'll put cold water into hot water. He'll also think that Teildei Sa'or there's no din of bishul, so he'll put the cold water into hot water, and he'll think there's no iser of bishul. Avol bekalke kigoin ambatoi shel merchetzois. But if a person is mishtatev, that means they're pouring the water on him from water that entered a bathtub already. Vehein chamei ha'or mutter. Then one is permitted to be mishtatef. I feel according to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, the botli lohu mitoiras chamin. This doesn't have a shame chamin. The Chodesh Aviv explains this as follows. He says, Mashen kem bekarke, the horoya oimer tzainanu. If a person sees water that entered the bathtub already, so he's under the impression that this is cold water. Shein derech lehishtatev bechamin, ela al yedei keili. If a person is mishtatev bechamin, that's only al yedei keili. V'chishodi lei bekalke, that means if a person wants it should be hot, so it will still be in the keili that it was cooked in. V'chishodi lei bekalke goli daiti, deloi nechelei bechaimam. So you see, it doesn't bother him that it should be hot. So a person is watching how they're pouring the water on them, on him, from an abatia, from a bathtub, so he won't jump to any conclusions. He'll think it's cold water, or warm water. ואפילו יירו שהם חמם לחוש די שהיים הוחם. אפילו see that it's hot, but he won't be choshed that it got warmed up today. As if you see it in a Kli Rishon, so one can be under the impression that it was poured into the Kli Rishon in Shabbos, this water. But if it's in Dambatya, so no one will make such a mistake. So that's what Rav Chisda said. So the whole machloikis lehishtatev is davke bekeli, avol bekalke, everyone holds that it is mutter. So the Gemara asks, for maise da anshei Tverye bekalke have. The maise of anshei Tverye was bekalke. Va'osrulu rabbonon. And the rabbonon asked it. So we see even bekalke is also. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says there's a tremendous problem over here, as we mentioned the previous year, that the Maise of Anshei Tverye is speaking about Chamim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. So there they answered Karke. Here we are speaking about Chamim Shehuchmu B'Erev Shabbos. So here it could be that they didn't answer Karke. That Kasha the Rishonim is. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So Rashi says, "V'maise da'anshei Tverye alme b'milsayu kaimi," that when it is in kalke, it has the same halacha as if it is in a keli. So dachser me pshat in Rashi is the Rashba says pshat in the Gemara's kasha as follows: we have here a machloikis erev Shabbos, mayim shehuchmu b'erev Shabbos. What is the halacha? Is shituf muta, is shituf not muta? Rab Meir holds shituf is osa. Rab Shimon holds shituf is muta. So now, Rab Chisda had said, I feel according to Rab Meir, that asel shituf, that is dafke bekeili. Aber bekalke, it is muta. So the Gemara held, Rab Shimon disagrees with Rab Meir, Erev Shabbos. Mayim shuchmu b'erev Shabbos. Rab Shimon holds that it is mutter. Mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos. Mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos. So there, Rab Shimon holds that it is osa. So the Gemara held that fakert Rab Shimon in Shabbos is like Rab Meir Erev Shabbos. So if you will say that according to Rab Meir, Chamim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos is osa. It only has a shame chamim. If it is bekeili, but the minute it is bekalke, it doesn't have the shame chamim. So memele, so Rab Shimon agrees with Rab Meir in chamim shehuchmu b'Shabbos. So the same halacha should apply. The halacha should apply that kalke should be muta. You see that kalke is not mishane the halacha of a keli. And kalke is the same halacha of the keli, because if Rav Chisda would be right, we shouldn't differentiate between Shabbos according to Rav Shimon and Erev Shabbos according to Rav Meir. That's how the Rashba says pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Elo yitma, hochi yitma. So the Gemara says, no, we'll learn a different mahalach. Machloikis bekarke. The whole machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yehud and Rab Shimon is davke bekarke. There Rab Shimon was meikel. Avol bekeili divrei hakel osa. But if it's bekeili, even Rab Shimon holds that it's also osa. So fakert. So the machloikis is bekarke and bekeili divrei hakel osa. So then the cheshbon will be, so the whole machloikis is b'mayim shehuchmu erev Shabbos. So then Rab Shimon was meikel bekarke. Or b'mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos, which is more chomo, so there was machmer afilu bekarke. Let us see Tosfos. V'mayse da'anshei Tverye bekarke havi v'osri lohu. Hiksha Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. So the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz is the same kasha which we mentioned before the Rashba is. My porich hosom uchmu b'Shabbos. The Maisa of Anshei Tverye speaking about that the Maim was uchm b'Shabbos. Kidektoni kechamim shehuchmu b'Shabbos. Mashmed b'uchmu me'erev Shabbos shori.
Aber weißt du, if it would be Yehuchim, Erev Shabbos, it would be Mutter. So verkehrt, if it would be Yehuchim, Erev Shabbos, so then Karka would be Mutter. The whole reason it's also is because Yehuchim, Erev Shabbos. V'hoche, Yehuchim, Erev Shabbos, pligi, kedefrishis, the whole machloikis. Rab Shimon, Rab Yudin, Rab Meir is, Yehuchim, Erev Shabbos. So it could be here, Yehuchim, Erev Shabbos is worse, even Karka is also. Meforish Rab Rab Yosef, the Svira Leila Hashas, mi de machmir Rab Meir kolkach, de oyser afilu tzoyno. Rab Meir asor shituf afilu betzoyno. Now, one can very easily differentiate between tzoynon and chamin. Af al pike, Rab Meir was goyzer tzoynon otu chamin. It was Geizer Tzaynon to Chamin. If you'll be Mater Shittuf Betzaynon, you'll be Mater Shittuf Bechamin also. So therefore he asked her to take a shower in Tzaynon in Shabbos, because maybe one will take Bechamin also, and Chamin is also. So if Rab Meir is Machmer Kol Kach, the Oyser Afilu Tzaynon, is Machmer Nami Lesser Erev Shabbos Otu Shabbos. So this Gzeire, if we don't know if it was Nischamon in Shabbos or it was Nischamon Erev Shabbos, which is much more difficult to differentiate. So if Rab Meir was Machmer, he was Geizer Tzoynon Otu Chamin, which is a Meiridik Gzeire, which you push it, one can tell the difference between Tzoynon and Chamin. Afal Pikein, Rab Meir was Machmer. So Avadi Givis, he should be Machmer, Mayim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos, otu mayim shehuchmu be'Shabbos. Lohochi porich, v'may sedan sheitverye be'karku, v'osru lohu be'huchmu be'Shabbos. So we see that huchmu be'Shabbos afilu be'kark is also. So me'mele, so how could Rav Chisda say that Rav Meir is meikul erev Shabbos be'karku, machloik is be'keli? Avo bekarke divrei hakel, it's mutter afil Rab Meir. How could you say Rab Meir was mekel bekarke erev Shabbos if we see in the Mishnah that they were machme bekarke be Shabbos and they zicher should be geyser erev Shabbos otu Shabbos if you geyser tzaynen otu chamen? Rav Chisda koma, Rav Chisda had said avo bekarke divrei hakel mutter afilu behuchmu be Shabbos. So it has to be, Rav Chisda said, I will be kakti v'hakal muta afil l'buchma b'shabbos. It has to be afil l'buchma b'shabbos. Why? Dol Rav Meir, abo oysel l'buchma b'shabbos. If Rav Meir would hold huchma b'shabbos is also, b'huchma b'erev Shabbos, nama ha v'yoysi, would zich have been goyzer, huchma b'erev Shabbos, oto huchma b'shabbos. Because you can't, when you see the hot water, you don't know when it was hucham. So if he was geyser tzaynen otu chamim, Avada Givis, he was geyser huchmu me'erev Shabbos otu huchmu b'Shabbos. So b'meile, if we see that the Mishnah asks huchmu b'Shabbos, so Rav Meir has to ask huchmu me'erev Shabbos. So I bezoi, and Sakid Rav Chisda say that Rav Meir holds that it is mutter if it's huchmu me'erev Shabbos b'karke. Because Rav Meir oyser lishtatav b'tzaynen afilu b'karke. So Taisv says, okay, well, lefiyemis, we have a problem. So what does the Gemara say? Machloikis bikarke. He says, bikarke, there's a machloikis. There, Rab Shimon was mekel, Rab Meir was machme. Abba bekeili divrei hakel also, there, afilu Rab Shimon is machme. The kosher, the Rab Meir oisa lishtatav bitzoynon, afilu bikarke, ke the masrik, the bikarke pligi. So it comes out, according to the Maskone, Rav Meir asks lehishtatev b'tzoynon afilu b'karke. Beperik shemayne shrotzim mashmed d'shori. The Gemara by Stoysen shemayne shrotzim that Rav Meir holds its mutter. The Koma hosom roichetzin b'mei gror, b'mei chamson, b'mei asya, u'b'mei tverye, avoloi b'yam hagodol. Ramino Reichtin b'mei Tverye u b'yam hagodol. The one is permitted to be Reichetz b'yam hagodol in Shabbos. Umbukim bas reise ke Rav Meir. So Rav Meir holds that it is permitted to be Reichetz b'yam hagodol. So that's l'chayre tzaynon b'karke. And here the Gemara says, machloikis b'karke. So it comes out that Rav Meir is speaking about Karken Yasser Zoynon. And there the Gemara says that the Bereise, that holds, the Reichzen Biyama God was going according to Rameya. Bishloimer de Bekarke, de Hoche, de Osser, that's two different inyonim. Here that we say Karke is Osser, Hainu, Dumye, de Keili. That's a karki that's similar to a keli. The domi l'reichetz b'chamim. It's an ambatya, the way Rashi says. So it's also a type of a keli. This is a mechubadike keli. So b'meila, according to Rameya, that they asad b'keli, who are then they asad a keli that's a mechubad l'karki? V'hosam b'nor itiru, sheniru kemeke b'nor, v'afilo b'chamim tveri l'idomi l'odom l'reichetz b'chamim. It's the only asad a keli or a keli that's mechubar lekarka, that is similar to a keli. So there they asad. But if one sees that this is a body of water that is natural, so memele, this bechlal has no dimyan to shituf bekeli, so this is mutar alibid de kulaum. Al-padam alibid de rameya. Al-padam alibid de rameya. Let us go further. Omar rabbe bar bachone, omar rabbi yechenin, Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. We hear here a three-way machlokes. If shituf is mutter bechamin, betzaynon, or it is also beboth, and halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that shituf is also bechamin or mutter betzaynon. Amalei Rav Yosef, so he said this b'shem Rav Yochanan. Amalei Rav Yosef b'feirish miyaloch. Did you hear this b'feirish from Rav Yochanan? Oy meklolosh miyaloch. Or you derived this from a memra of Rav Yochanan, so you came to the conclusion that according to Rav Yochanan, we will paskin here according to Rav Yehuda. My klol, so the Gemara says, what klal could he have derived the aloche that Rav Yochanan paskins like Rav Yehuda? So the Gemara says, of course, there is a klal, to Omar Rav Tanchen, Omar Rav Yechnen, Omar Rav Yanai, Omar Rebbe, kol mokim shata moitze shnayim chalukim, when you have a three-way machlokes, two people are chalukim, ve'echod machria, and then you have a third daya that is machria between the first two dayas, haloche kedivrei machria, so we paskin like the machria. So could be, that is Pshat and Rabbi Babachone. As Rabbi Babachone says, according to this memre of Rabbi Yochanan, that whenever we have a three-way machloikis, and there's one man, the other, that's machia between the two chelkim, we pass like the machia. So memela, so could be, that's how, why he assumed that Rabbi Yochanan holds that we paskin according to Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rav Yehuda is machia. Rav Meir asked bein bechamin bein betzaynon. Rav Shimon was matter bein bechamin bein betzaynon, and he's machia. Bechamin he paskins like Rav Meir, and betzaynon he paskins like Rav Shimon. So since he is the machia, therefore Rabbi Babachone assumed that according to Rav Yechon, will paskin like Rav Yehuda. Chutz mikulei matlonies. Besides the case of shmatis that we had. And Daf Chav Tesa Medalev. There is also a three-way machloikis. She'afal pi she'Rabbi Lezer machmer. Rabbi Lezer was machmer by the shmatis. Bein min hamuchon, bein sheloi min hamuchon. Say he took it, it was put away, or it wasn't put away. Rabbi Yeshua meikel. Rabbi Yeshua was meikel by the shmatis. Rabbi Kiva machie. Rabbi Kiva said, if the shmatis were put away, so they have a chshivis, so they're still mekabel tumen. That's ainim in amuchan. It's not mekabel tumen. So over there, theoretically, we should also paskin according to Rabbi Kiva. Ein aloche kedivrei amachie. In that instance, we don't paskin like the machie. Why? Chode de Rabbi Akiva Talmudu. Number one, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of a Belezen Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, Achros Talmud is not called Achro. V'oi, tohode bei Rabbi Akiva legabi de Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Akiva was Chayzer. Chayzishovim says so. Why does he have to say we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva? Because Bemisin, it's not mefurish that Rabbi Akiva was Chayzer. We had a deek from a Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva was Chayzer. That's why we don't paskin according to Rabbi Akiva over there. Frag de Gemara, the imich lola mai. Frag de Gemara, and I feel we will assume that the reason the reason Rabbi Bar Chana assumed that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda is because Halacha kemachiyah. So what's wrong with that? Do mahani mili b'masnisin. So the Gemara says, could be when did Rabbi Yochanan say that we paskin like the machia if the machloikis is in a mishnah? Avo b'braise loy. But if the machloikis is in a braise, then could be we don't paskin. The machloikis is in a braise and the achos in the braise, then we don't paskin like the machia. So we have to find out sure how Rabbi Bar Chana knew that Rabbi Yochanan also paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei ano befeirish mili. I heard befeirish from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Alochi kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Hoda bei Rabbi Kiva, kedemrinen bepirken de la'el. Rabbi Kiva et karot. Loshen machia, what is the taich machia? Machbid. It is machbid to one side. Mate kaf moznaim, if you had an equal scale, so it pushes down to one side, umachia eshe kenegdoi. And it's machia, it's machbid over the one that's connected the other one. Kigoin hoch. Bechamin osa. Rabbi Yehuda says that chamin is osa. Hashtahavalei Rab Shimon de Mater Bechamin Yochid Bemokim Shnayim. Because in the Shaila of Chamim, Rab Yehuda is Metzaref with Rab Meir, so we have two that hold that Chamim is also. Nimse Rab Yehuda Machbed es Kafa Mashkoile, She Rab Yehudim Rab Meir Shavim Leiso. Ube Tzoynon Mutter, in Tzoynon, Havalei Rab Meir Betzoynon Yochid Bemokim Shnayim. Because Tzoynon say Rabbi Yehuda and say Rabbi Shimon hold that Tzoynon is Mutter. Nimtze Rabbi Yehuda, Machved es Kafa Mashkoilus. So the Gemara says, I would think, when do you say, Halochi Kedivir Machiyah, Dam Rabbi Yehuda Halochi Kedivir Machiyah, Ma Machiyah B'Mishneh, Kehi De Matlonius. But if it's Machiyah in the Baraise, I wouldn't know this, so that's why the Gemara says, he heard Beferish from Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Taisu. Omar Rabbi Bar Bachone, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Fraktois ves, Aval gav de Rabbi Yochanan, Islei Halacha k'Stamishne. Fraktois ves, Taisu ves had a problem. He says, Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a Stamishne, and we had a Stamishne according to Rabbi Shimon. So how could the Gemara b'chlal use this klal of Rabbi Yochanan halacha kedivrei machia? That halacha applies when there's no stam mishnah, but here we have a klal halacha kestam mishnah. So Taisvus answers, Oche mishum de Rabbi Yehuda machiyahu, ein halacha kestam. Since Rabbi Yehuda is a machia, ein halacha kestam. That's what Taisvus wants to say in the beginning. Now, let's try to explain a little bit. We're speaking about svaras. There's a svara halacha kistam mishnah. There's a svara halacha kedivrei hamachria. So Taisva says, machria is better than stam. Now, the Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shiurim, Baba Basar explains, what is samazay the svara halacha kistam mishnah? What does it mean halacha kistam mishnah? Who wrote the mishnayis? Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was a choshev etana, just like all other tanoim. Rameya was like this, Rabbi Yehuda was like this. Rabbeinu HaKodesh holds like Rameya. So we passed him like Rameya, because Rabbeinu HaKodesh holds like him. What is Tamazay the Maila of Aloche Kistam Mishnah? What is the Lomdis in that? So he says as follows, because when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Masada the Mishnayis, they were Keveya a yeshiva of Roiv Chachma Yisrael, and all the shittas went through this yeshiva, and they were mavarer the shittas. When they came to the conclusion to make a stam mishnah, so it wasn't only Rabbeinu HaKodesh's svore that the halacha should be like this. The whole yeshiva agreed that we should paskin according to this day. So this is a psak that we derive from Roiv Chachma Yisrael. Roiv Chachma Yisrael in that door, good, they're not the door of Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, they're a later door. But Roiv Chachma Yisrael in the door of Rabbeinu HaKodesh came to the conclusion we should paskin, let's say in our case, we have a Stam Mishnah according to Rab Shimon, that you paskin like Rab Shimon. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan explains, Tosva says in many places, that there's a klal, stam v'achakach machloikis, you paskin, you don't paskin like the stam. Machloikis v'achakach stam, you paskin like the stam. So Tosva says, what is the taish, stam v'achakach machloikis, what's achakach? You don't look if, let's say you have a stam in Mesechtes Brochis and a machloikis in Mesechtes Shabbos, that does not naturally mean stam v'achakach machloikis. We have to find out in the Seder, the Mars of the Yeshiva, which Mesech did they learn first? Did they learn Shabbos before Brochus, or did they learn Brochus before Shabbos? That means we have, in order to find out in two Mesechtes, which came later, so we have to know Taka the Seder of the Yeshiva. But the Hachos Taka, if they learned Brochus first, and when they learned Brochus, they came to the conclusion we should paskin according to Rab Shimon. And if they learn Shabbos later, and then they thought, no, it's not so poshut. So then, it's a hezadin of stam, v'yachakach machloikis, and so we don't paskin like the stam. He says, the later mesechta that was learned from the yeshiva, that's the last hachroa and psak. So there's a svara we paskin according to a stam mishnah. Halacha k'stam mishnah. Now there's another svara, halacha kedivrei hamachia. Now the maila of a machia is, l'chayre the machia was a ben doiroi of the two bali amachloikesen. And this machia, at kut vashtanen heis, is the shayrish of the machloikes. He was from the bali amachloikesen. And he was machia the way Rashi says. So in the shayrish of the machloikes, we have roiv deis that hold one way or the other. So memela, so now we have two svaris hafuches. One svara we have in the shayrish hamachloikis, when the machloikis originated, and the bali machloikis were Rabbi Yeshua, the bali machloikis were like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda. And so in this machloikis gufa we have a achra of rave of the Bali Machloikis. So now we're coming with a Farfikizach. That means in the Bali Machloikis alone, rave held like that. So then there's a klal, we go Bosa rave Chachmei Yisrael. So it was Eiske Paskin then. Could be then, we don't say Halacha Kistam Mishnah. Halacha Kistam Mishnah is if we have Tanoim Boydedim, we don't know how to Paskin. So then we Paskin like the Stam Mishnah. But L'chayre, it was Oiske Paskin already, Bishas the Machlokes originated. So that's L'chayre what Tosis wants to say. Aval gav the Rabbi Yochanan Islei Halacha Kistam Mishnah, Abahoche Mishum the Rabbi Yehuda Machiyu, Ein Halacha Kistam. He says, Fakat, that is more Choshev. The Hachro of the Bali Machlokes alone. I mean, these were Achroinim, Rabbeinu HaKodesh in that yeshiva. Here in the Bali Machlokes alone, which they were a few days before, and they were machia, the Baal Machlokes alone, they were machia that is a chilek between Chamim and Tzoinon, so Memele, so we should paskin according to that achro, and that is better than stam. That's what Tosfos wanted to say. Because, for Tosfos obos nisht emes, the bepeire kamer de psochim porich, v'neim omar haloche kerab meyer, de sosom lontane kevosei. Then we also have a three-way machloikis. The zman of Achilas Chometz, Erev Pesach. There's a three-way machloikis, Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara first says, Neima mar halochi ke Rameya, the sosam lontane kebos. We have a stam mission according to Rameya. So the Gemara says, we don't have a stam mission. Then the Gemara asks, okay, so we don't have a stam mission like Rameya, paskin according to Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel is a machia. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Gamliel is not a machia. That is the sugya in Psochem. About Koponim, we see from the Gemara in Psochem that the criteria of Psak is the first criteria is if you have a Stam Mishnah. Name a Ma'aloch Kerameya, the Sosal Matanik Ebosei. After the Gemara said we don't have a stam mishnah, then the Gemara asks the name Halacha Kam Gamliel that he's a machia. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Aval gav the Sovad Ram Gamliel machiyu. He says the Tzmakshin held that Ram Gamliel is a machia. The Parich Bosarochi the name Amar halacha ke Rabban Gamliel da havalei machiye. So we see from the Gemara that Stam Mishneh is more choshev than machiye. So now we're back to where we started from. So how could you paskin like a machiye if we have a Stam Mishneh like Rab Shimon? V'yashloima, so Taisvus answers the Stam dahoche griye meyahu Stam. The Stam of our Mishneh is worse than the Stam in Mesechtes Pesachim. Why? The Hocha Stam b'masnisen u'machloikis b'bereise. Here we have a Stam Mishneh. That's true. But we have here a machloikis b'bereise. So, Taisus will soon say that the Etzim, even though we have a klal by Mishnayis, Stam va'achakach machloikis ein halocha kistam. So that is, if in the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, first they agreed to be soisim according to one Tana, and then later they came to the conclusion it's not so poshut, they brought down the machloikis. So then, ein halocha kistam. Stam b'masnisen u'machloikis b'braise means as follows. In the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, which were Reiv Chachmei Yisrael, they were soisim according to Rab Shimon. The Baraises aren't equivalent to the Mishnah, but the Baraises brought down the Machloikis. So the Baraises seems to hold that it's not so poshut like this stuff. So we have here, so even though in Halacha, Stam b'masnisen u'machloikis b'baraise, we still paskin according to the Stam, but this is already a Stam Gorua. The Stam Dehoche Geriyah Mehi Stam, the Gemara M'sochem. Dehoche Stam B'mas Nisan U'machloikis B'bereise. So therefore, that's shot in the Gemara over here. V'haloche K'machriya. So here we do paskin like the Machriya, because since the Stam does not have the Elimus, it doesn't have the Starkeit of every Stam, since there is a Machloikis in the Bereise, so here, if there is a machriya in the etzem machloikas, we paskin like the machriya. Umiu ilav achro, if there would not be a machriya, have a lochikis tamas nisan, have a gav the machloikas bebrais. Zot taisvis weiter. So the Gemara had said, so what's wrong if we'll paskin miklola? So the Gemara says that maybe this klal that we paskin like the machiyah, that is dafka machiyah in a mishneh or a machiyah in a b'raisa, we don't paskin. Vil mahani mili b'mas nisen, avo b'braisa loy. Frektoises, avo gabde loy komar b'mishneh seinu. So Taisus says, why should they differentiate between a machiyah in a b'raisa and a machiyah in a mishneh? If he would have said, halachi kemachriya b'mishneh seinu, so he said, klal, that we only paskin according to machriya if the das of the machriya was brought down in the Mishneh. The das of the machriya was brought down in the Beraisa, then we don't paskin like the machriya. But he never said such a thing. He said, halachi kedivrei machriya, so mehechi teishi shuvi b'mechalik. So Taisus says, Ochemashme de ein aloche kemoisai, mishum de stamas nisen de loike bosai. Okay, that's the chesaron over here, because we, like Taisus mentioned before, we have here a stam mishne not like the machia. So since the machia is in a baraisa, and we have here a stam mishne, so that was the Gemara's pilpul. The Gemara's pilpul was, first the Gemara wanted to say aloche kemachia. Halachi kemachi. Now the Gemara say maybe it's not so poshut. Maybe since we have a stam mishne, then we don't paskin like kemachia. So therefore he told them beferish shmieli, and not beferish shmieli. I heard beferish from Rabbi Yochanan. I found a very interesting machloikis between the goyin and the Mishnah Lamelech. What is pshat? And not beferish shmieli. The Mishnah Malach says as follows. The Mishnah Malach says that we have Taisvus. Taisvus says we have a Stam Mishneh, and we have a Machiyah in the Baraisa. So there'd be a Svorah to say, you don't paskin like the Machiyah in the Baraisa, since I have a Stam Mishneh. So he told him, Ano Beferish merely, I heard Beferish from Rabbi Yochanan, that the Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda.
So now, look to Mishnah, well, let me ask a kasha. So you have a Stam Mishnah, though. How can you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda if there is a Stam Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says, Allah, ki Stam Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, now, after the Beferish Mealy, now I know that when I'll have a Stam Mishnah in a Machiyah in the Beraisa, now I'll know that the Loch is like the Machiyah. That means, if you wouldn't have heard Beferish from Rabbi Yochanan, you would assume that the Loch is like the Machiyah Stamazay because it was a member of Rabbi Yochanan, Halochik Yedivrei Machiyah. So that is not Muchach. Could be Halochik Yedivrei Machiyah when there's not a Stam Mishnah Kenegdei. When there's a Stam Mishnah Kenegdei, then the Loch is not like the Machiyah. That is before we heard from Rabbi Yochanan. But after we heard from Rabbi Yochanan, so al kocha Rabbi Yochanan is good for kasha. How can he say that the Loch is like a Yehuda? We have a Stam Mishnah. So now, from after hearing from Rabbi Yochanan, we just found out now that halacha kedivrei machiyah bebraise afal gabdikas stamas nisan kevose. That's how the Mishnah Malach learns pshat. And the Goyin says nitazoi. The Goyin learns pshat in the Gemara that fakert. If we have a star Mishnah and a machiyah in the bebraise, so fakert, we can't paskin like the machiyah. Why did we paskin here according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because we heard Beferish here Rabbi Yochanan said Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. So lefi ha'emes, if there'll be a stam b'mas nisin, a machloikis b'bereise, a machiyah b'bereise, what we'll do is a machloikis the Mishnah Malach and the Goy. Halacha ke divrei ha'machiyah. Zog Taisves, ha'chro ki goin kulei matlonius. When is it called a ha'chro? So Taisa says, a marshal by the Shmatas. This coolest in Shmatas. She Rabbi Lozo, the Rabbi Yeshua, Hiskiru Beferish Bedevreim, when they were speaking about if the Shmatas are Tomei, the Mishpatas are Toya, so they spoke about two cases. Bein min Hamuchon, Sai the Shmatas were taken from a place where they were put away. So that shows that the Shmatas still have a Chshivis of a beggar. Bein she'ein emuchen, or the shmatas weren't put away in amokim choshev. Dahainu, what's called min amuchen? So Taisva says, Toloi bimogoi, he hung it up on a hook. Before he took the shmata to do what he wanted to do with it, it was hanging on a hook. So it seems that this still has a chshivis by him. Ein min amuchen, zvehinicha yachayre hadelis. It wasn't hanging on a hook. It wasn't so bekovedik. It was lying behind the door. So Rabbi Lezer said, Bein min amuchon, Bein she'ein min amuchon, Tomei. So Rabbi Lezer said as follows, that even though it's ein min amuchon, so there's a svarah to say, now he took the shmat, he wants to use it, not a letzeirich shimur shalbeg, I would think it wasn't so choshev to begin with. And now he's using it for something that is not a tashmi shalbeg. So I would think that it's toil. So he said, no. Bein min amuchon, bein she'ein min amuchon, is tome. Rabbi Yeshua said, bein min amuchon, bein she'ein min amuchon, toyer. That means Rabbi Yeshua said, even though he was mashiv the shmata before, now he took it for a shimush, that is not a shimush of begodim, it is toyer. Shegilu b'divreim, these two tanoim showed us, told us, sheyesh svara l'chalik b'neim. That there's a svara to make a difference between muchon and einim in a muchon. Ela shenira lehem, but they came to the conclusion, the same side ain't lechalik b'neim. That you should not make a difference between min a muchon and einim in a muchon. They heard there could be this amokim lechalik, but we hold you're not mechalik. Lekach havi Rabbi Kiva shemechalik b'neim. And Rabbi Kiva is the third day. Rabbi Kiva says min a muchon is tome, sheinim in a muchon is soyer. So that's called machia. That means this svara lechalek, both of them were made that there is a svara lechalek, but they weren't mechalek. So memele, in this nekuda, he was mechalek. So that's called, then you say, alochik divrei machia. The same thing by us. V'chein Rabbi Yehuda, abba machia. Rabbi Yehuda is also a machia. The Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Meir, he's kiru b'divreiem, chamim v'tzoyna. Rab Meir said, Chamin v'tzoynon is osa. Rab Yehuda says, and Rab Shimon said, Chamin v'tzoynon is muta. And Rab Yehuda is machia, that the tzoynon is muta, and Chamin is osa. That is called a machia, and there we say, ha'alochik yedibri machia. But there's sometimes a hachroh that is not considered a machir. V'achroh shlishis d'loi havi achroh. The Gemara says in Psochem, a achroh shlishis, a third opinion, that's not called a hachroh, that's called a third opinion. Havi kahi de perikama de Psochem. In the first perikam Psochem, there we have a dogma of achroh shlishis. The case over there is as follows. Chodesh shel yayin shel trume shenitmo. A person had a barrel of wine that was trume, and it became tome. So now, let us think a minute, what is the halacha? So min ha-teire, the halacha is, a kohen is not permitted to drink it. Trume tome is also b'shtiyah. What about to make ziluf, to sprinkle it on a fire, and to derive benefit from the reyach? That is mutter. For a kohen. A kohen is permitted to have a hanoah shel ziluf, and a kohen is not permitted to drink it. So now, there's a machlokes beishami and beisilu. Beishami oimrim tishofech chevel, or tishofech hakol. Beishami said, if you have a barrel of wine, don't keep it around. Why? Because you can make ziluf? No. Who knows? It's too dangerous. They might forget. They might think that it's kosher wine. They might go and drink it. So you spill it out. You get rid of it. This is a takola. That's the svar of Beishama. Beisilul oimrim, tayosa ziluf. And Beisilul said, tayosa ziluf. No, you don't have to be chayish of a takola. It's mutter to make ziluf, make ziluf. We'll put a sign on the barrel, not for drinking purposes. No problem. You don't have to make exam. Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi. So then Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi came along. He said, Ani achir. I'll be machir. This soda, if this barrel was found in the soda, tishofer chevel. So then you have to go and spill it out. So there the svara is, because the soda, you can't make ziluf. It's not a place to make ziluf, it's an open place. So Mamela, there it's dangerous. There it's dangerous to keep a barrel of wine in the soda, because you can't make ziluf there, so just to keep it around and to bring it eventually into the ear, that way you have to be afraid, Ben Kacha might come to drink it. Ube bayit. But if this barrel of wine is in the house, tayosa ziluf. You can make ziluf. So that was the hachro of Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi. Omruloi. So they told him, Ein achro shlishis machas. They told him that this is a third day, this is not called a machir. So Tosis says, why isn't that called a achro? Mishum delay hiskiru beishamai ubeisila bedivreihem, bayis besode. Because there, if beishami would have said, bein bebayis, bein besode, tishofe, and Beisilu would say, Bein Babayis, Bein Besode, Tasa Zilu. So then we'll see that they want Noches, that there's a Chilik of the Bayis and so that they want Mechalik. So then Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yesu would have been a Machir. But Kivin Dolo Yiskiru Beisham Yisil B'Devrayim Bayis Besode. V'loi Gilu Sheyesh Svore Lechalik Bein Bayis Lesode. They were never Megala that there's a Svore Lechalik. Choshev Lo Achro Shlishis. So therefore that is called Achro Shlishis. Achoshlishis is, if this chilik, we don't, the previous chilkim did not mention, so it seems from them that they want noches to such a chilik. So your chilik is a third day, so there are 3 days over here. You're not called a machir. The loike perish hakuntris, Rashi in Psochem says, the perish hosom, the tamayu the beishamai, loy mishum takole, elomi tamache, kemoi mishum reicho. He says, Beishamai holds the reason that Ziluf is awesome, because he holds it's awesome Me'iker Adin. That Reicho Milse. And Reicho is equivalent to Shtiye. So Beishamai asked Ziluf, not because of Takol. He holds Ziluf is awesome Me'iker Adin. And Beisilu says Ziluf is Mutta Me'iker Adin. And now Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi says, listen, I hold like Beisilu, that Ziluf is Mutta Me'iker Adin. But, Besodah, I'll be machma like Beishamai because I hold this achshash of takola. So that's a Rashi learned pshat. So Taisa says you don't have to say like Rashi. Elamishumni, no, my pshat. You don't have to say that the machlekes of Beishamai and Beisilu is goranando machlekes. We could say it is the same machlekes. It is a machlekes of takola. אלא משום דלא יזכיר בדבריהם בייסה בסודק כדי פירשתי.
פירי.
You don't have to say the way Rashi says. He says, Rashi weiss doch ois, if the machlokes would be in takole, so then his achro in takole is a good achro.
So they didn't say bein, bein, but in the, it's misvara one can be machalik bein bayis lesode.
So Mele Fila, they didn't mention it, it would have a shame achro. Therefore Rashi says over there that the machlokes beishami beisilus gor an andre machlokes.
So the Gemara says, so that's the achro shlishis lava achro. There
the Gemara could have also said, "Dein achros talmid acho k'diyam ahoche." Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi was a few doyres after Beishami and Beisilu, so the Gemara could have said that tamazoi achros only of a bal plukte acho pasnish by a talmid, but the Gemara doesn't say that. But there must have another reason. Alabusa Amru. Dafilu lai haye talmid eino achrof. I can't think about it. A big alum. It's not only because he's a lav bar achrof. What he's saying does never tell us achrof. But this nam bebroches. Beshamei aimrim mevoich ala shem and vachakach mevoich ala hodos. The person is given the opportunity to make two broches. So which broch are you magdim? Beshamei says first you make the broch ala shem and then you make the broch on the hodos. Ubeisilu aimrim, mevoich ala hodos, v'achakach ala shemen. Omer amun gumliel, ani achia, albi machia. Shemen zachinu l'reichoi, hodos l'reichoi zachinu, sikhosei loi zachinu. V'omar rabbi yechanan, haloche kedivrei amachia. So there Rabbi Yochanan said, we paskin according to the machir. So now Tosfos is in hot water, because the side day Shammai, side day Silo did not mention any svaras. It's perish Rabbein etam hosam davi ke achro, shebechol ha-shas. V'loi nehir, lehavi achro. Eloke de perashi, that is not called achro. And now Rabbi Yochanan said, Allah yitib mechiv, hosam ein al meforish, time of the Beis Shammai. Rabbi Gamliel says, I hold Beishamai is right. There Rabbi Yechanan says, we pass him like Rabbi Gamliel. But not because it has a Teres Machri. We pass him like Rabbi Gamliel, not because he has a Teres Machri. This is not the same Rabbi Yechanan according to Tosfos. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Ein Achro Shlishis Machas. Rabbeinu Chananel has a unique pshat in the Gemara Psochem. That's why Tosfos said, it's a third svore, so memele doesn't have a teres machria. Ein achro shlishis machas, ein achro der shlishi. The Gemara means, k'moy Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, shoyu der shlishi lebei shamei b'silu. V'lav dafke der shlishi, ala hu adin shayni. Like we said, ein alochem, ein achro talmud is not called the achro. V'chomokim noket achro shlishi, shum b'raisa de psochem. He says, really, the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Ein Achro, Shlishis Achro, we don't mean that, it means it's another way of saying Achro's Talmud or Achro. It doesn't have a Teres Achro. That's according to Ben Hanamel's Pshat. And Nusugya now. Itme, Chamin Sheuchmu Me Erev Shabbos. Chamin that were warmed up Erev Shabbos. So, till now we were learning the dinning of shittuf, that one is allowed to shower himself with these water, with this water. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that chamin is also, that's kol gufay, shittuf, lishtatev kol gufay. Now we will speak about rechitze, but not kol gufay. Rav oma lemocho, reichitz behem kol gufay, eva eva. One is permitted to wash himself but these chamim, eva, that means as long as he's not washing his whole guf at one time, he's washing each eva separately, so memele, so that is muta. So that's not called rechitzes kol guf, even though if you'll add up, eventually he was reichitz kol guf. Shmuel oma lehitilu lilchaitz el aponov yodo veragli. Shmuel said that only matalichetz alaponav yodav v'raglav. One is not permitted, to be roichitz kol gufa, even though it's eva eva. Meisvei, we learned in a baraisa chamin, shehuchmu mi'erev Shabbos, lomocha roichitz ben ponov, yodo veraglov, avo loy kol gufa. So we see cloth used to the rav, sakashem rav. Amalocha rav, loy kol gufay bebasachas. That what the Baraisa says, loy kol gufay means, loy kol gufay bebasachas. Ella eva eva. You have to wash each eva bazunda. Frech the gemore vaponov yodo veraglov toktoni. The Baraisa says, ponov yodo veragloi. How could you say, eva eva? So the Moses says, ke ein ponov yodo veraglov. That means it's really eva eva's mutter. But you don't have to wash mamish like there's a remach ivorim, so start washing each chelik and each finger bazunda. Eva Eva means yodov is eva dineva, raglov is a dineva. But that's called Eva Eva. He's giving a marshal what falls into the category of Eva Eva. A Eva that has a lot of small ivorim is also considered one Eva. That's also considered Eva Eva. So my mele Rav is not upgefrekt from that bereis. Toshma, another bereis. Leitiru lichoitz b'chamim shuchem erev Shabbos elo ponov yodo v'raglo. The only matter ponov yodo v'raglo. So the Rav answers, Ochanami, ke'ein ponov yodo v'raglo. Means also ke'ein ponov yodo v'raglo, but it can be called gufei eventually. Tanyi kevosi dishmul, another barais. Chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos lemocho reichitz behem ponov yodo v'raglo. Avoloi kol gufoi eiver eiver. Here it says klor that you can't make any dreidlich in the barais. It says klor only pon of yod of a raglov. Avoloi kol gufoi eiver eiver. Ve'ein tzorich loimer chamin sheuchmu biyontiv. Chamin sheuchmu biyontiv. Here's about the givis. That means chamin sheuchmu biyontiv. So ponov yodo v'raglov will be mutter. Ein tzorich loyma. Ein tzorich loyma means madoch, if it was ucham erev Shabbos. There's a mokim, people might think it was ucham b'Shabbos b'Yisrael. Afal piken they were matter ponov yodo v'raglov. Chamim shuchmo b'yontiv, which one is permitted to be mechim b'yontiv ponov yodo v'raglov. Avada givis will be mutter. And the same thing of the tzad Yisrael. If kol gufay is osur, even though it was hucham erev Shabbos, avada givis kol gufay will be osur was hucham biyontev, because we learned the last time that one is not permitted to be mechim biyontev for rechitzes kol gufay, because that is not a dava ashava lechol nefesh. Al koponim, so here we have an ofen of baraisa, not like Rav. Rabbe masni lo lohoshmaite de Rav b'haylishne. Rabbe said over the Rav Shita in a different loshen, in a different oifen. Chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, lemocha ma'rav roichitz bem kol gufoi, u'mishayer eiver echot. Eises, p'shtikol kule, n'shtikol chumre. Ashtikol kule, that he's permitted to wash kol gufoi bebasachas. That's a kula. Om meshayer eiver echad, but one eiver you should make sure not to wash. Eisvei kolhani tyufte, tyufte. So here, all the baraisas that we learned will be a tyufte on Rav. Let us see Rashi. Ke'ein ponov, kloimer kol eiver bifnei atzmai. Roichitz bem kol gufay biyachat. This is the second lotion of Rav that Rav brought down. Elosh meshayer eiver echad. Eisvei kolhani. And now, all these baraisas will be akash. Lekalishniya ke'ein ponov yoda v'ragli. The whole kol gufa yachat come. According to this lotion, Rav holds kol gufa yizmuta. Chutz me'ei v'recha. Omalei Rav Yosef la'abaya. Rav Yosef est abaya ashayla. Rabbe mika ovid kishmaitei derav. Now, Rav was Mekel, as Rav said over before, a member of Rav, that Rav was Mekel, Lilchaitz kol gufoi, v'chamim shuchma mi'erev Shabbos, to his Meshayer Eve Echot. So he asked Rabbi Yosef, asked Abaye, did Rabbi Lemaise do like this? Did Rabbi who said over this member of Rab, that he feels the halacha Lemaise like Rab, and was Reuchitz, kol gufoi, chutz mi everech. Omalei, lo yadana. So Rabbi Yosef didn't know Lemaise what Rab did. What Rabbi did. Let us see Rashi a minute. Omalei Rabbi Yosef la Abaye. Abaye didn't know what Rabbi did. Amal Rabbi Yosef al Abaye. So why did Rabbi Yosef ask Abaye? Abaye was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. Mishum de Godol Abaye bebeis Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Abaye had grown up in the house of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Shoho Yoroish Koidim la Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was Rosh Yeshiva before Rabbi Yosef. We hear this in Sof Mesechtes Broches. Umeis. So Rav Yosef asked Abaye if he ever saw how Rabbi was noyik. So Rashi says here three things. Two of the three things I understand why Rashi had to tell us. One thing Rashi says, why did Rav Yosef ask Abaye? Because Abaye grew up a base Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So the Mele, he would have known how what Rabbi Nachmeni had done. The second thing Rashi says, ask Rabbi Bar Nachmeni himself. So Rashi says, oh, mates, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni wasn't around anymore. But the third nekuda that Rashi says, Shahoya Roish Koidim Le Rav Yosef, I mean, that's the truth. He was Rosh Yeshiva 22 years before Rav Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva, but I don't understand how this is Negeya us. Why do we have to know this to understand the Gemara? This is Tamaz Egut Yedir, but L'chayre, but what Shaykhus is ahead to the Shaila that Rabbi Yosef asked Abaye. Bekitzer, so Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, he doesn't know. Amalei lo yadam. So the Gemara says, Maite boilei, what's the Shaila? Pshita de lo yavit. He zicha didn't do like Rab. Doho yitoysef. Rabbi had said over this member from Rav, and they bombarded him with all these bereises, and it was upgefreit. So we see klar that he was upgefreit. So why should Rabbi do like Rav? So the Gemara answers, Loishmiyolei. So let us see Rashi. Maiti boilei, shita dashas pochalei. Why should Rabbi Yosef Bechlal be interested to find out what Rabbi did? He zicha didn't paskin like Rav because of Tosef. Lo shmielei le Rabbi hot yufte. So the Mashal says pshat in Rashi that lo shmielei means lo svirelei. That means Rabbi was not in the spoil from this kasha. By him it wasn't upgefrekt Rav. Shemhochi misafkelele Rav Yosef berabe de dulma ovid kirab. He said, they asked him the kasha, they came to a conclusion that tiyufte, Rabbi wasn't the spoil from this tiyufte. Why not? The Maral says, it's an interesting inyan over here. He says, be'etzem, there's a double machloikis between Rabbi and, there's a double machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds kol gufo is mutter chutz me'ever echot, and Shmuel holds pon of yoda veraglov. He says in that nekude that kol gufo is also that in that nekude Rav was upgefrektake. But there's another machlekes. Other eivorim besides pon of yoda veraglov. We will do other eivorim. According to Shmuel, other eivorim is also. According to Rav, other eivorim is mutter. So in this nekude, we don't have upgefrekt. Rav was never upgefrekt. So the Maral says that was the shaila of the Gemara. The shaila of the Gemara is, Rav was machadish two kulas. One kuli was machadish that kol gufay chutz mi'everecha this mutter, and the second kuli was machadish that you do not need pon of yod of eraglov. So in this nekude, he was not upgefrekt in ganzen. So that was the shayla. So how did Rabbi Lemaise feel it? The Eloi Shmilei,
So the Gemara says, if he doesn't hold up the pilche, vavayovet. So what's the shaila? Why he don't have to find out inside information from Abaye? The Omar Abaye, Abaye had once said, kol mili demar ovid kerab. Whatever Rabbi did, all his anhogis were like Rab. Bar mehani plas to ovid kishmur. There's only in three cases with hamachlekes Rab and Shmuel that he did like Shmuel. What's the three cases? Matilim he beged le beged, that they took out tzitzis from one beged and put into another beged. The madlikim he neir le neir, he's madlik one neir from another neir. Valochik Rab Shimon begreire, that adov sheinim miskaven is mutter. So memeila, so we have a klore psak from Abaye that Rabbi always did, in the machlokes between Rab and Shmuel, he always did like Rab. So the Gemara answers kechumre de Rab of it. Yeah, that member of Abaye is only speaking about when there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and Rav is machmir. So he always chapped on all the chumras of Rav, besides in these three cases, which he was maker like Shmuel. But in this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, Rav is the maker over here. So here there was no set klal how Rav did. So therefore Rav Yosef asked Abaye if he was aware in this machlokes, which Rav was Mekel, if Rav accepted the kula of Rav, or if he didn't accept the kula of Rav. Let us see Rashi. Vila Shmila, am I misafkele Rav Yosef? So Zicha did like Rav, or Vadei Ovid Rav bechom mili ke Rav, ke chumri de Rav hava Ovid. Bar mehani tlas chumri. These are only three cases which he did not except the chumras of Rab, avol kekuli the Rab, ika the loyovit. Some he didn't do, but kuli v'dil meloyovit. That was the kash. That was the shaila, and Abaye did not know. Tonu Rabona, melchitz shepokekoi nikovov me'erev Shabbos. A melchitz that the holes was stuffed erev Shabbos, l'moitzoi Shabbos, roichitz boi miyad. Meitzoi Shabbos, one is permitted to be roichitz in this melchitz. Now, what is the taich shepokeku nekova? So Rashi hears here two lashonos. One pshat Rashi says shepokeku nekova shelo yetzei chamimusa. That the holes were stuffed from the melchitz, that the heat should not go out of the melchitz. We'll see soon what this means. Roichitz by miyad. And one does not have to wait Moitzoi Shabbos b'chtei sheyase. Lishna achine, now Rashi says a second pshat, shepokeku nekovot, oisam nekovim shemelchetz mischamem al yedeihem. The nekovim shemelchetz mischamem al yedeihem, sheoir nisekes mibachutz mitachtot. Be'ikah. Now, the second pshat is, we have to try to picture how was the shayach bizman chazal to have a hat melchitz. They didn't have a boiler. How did they have a hat melchitz? So bizman chazal, there was a basement, and there was a heating system in the basement, there was a fire in the basement, and there used to be nikovim, holes that the heat coming up from the basement used to go into the melchitz. That used to heat up the melchitz. The second pshat of Rashi is, shepokeku nikovov, the source of heat, that means you had a fire burning, and lemaisa this fire was burning a whole Shabbos. They were madlik the fire erev Shabbos, and it was burning the whole Shabbos. So in order to assure that they should not be mechate the age, they shouldn't stir the coals in this bottom fire, so they had a cover in a kovim. So zam in b'china of a ktume. That means they were poikik in a kovim, that the heat of the source of heat should not go into the melchitz. So memele, then, so according to the second lashon, it is as follows. If they were poikik, then the kovim, They shut off the source of heat. So then it's mutter to be reichet by mitzoy shabbos. If you would not be poikik the nekovim, it'll be yosa, because they were geyser, shema yovei lechatois. Maybe might be mechata if there's a possibility for the heat to enter into the melchis and there's a fire burning. It's not some mele. They asked the use of the melchis. That is the second lashon of Rashi. So Rashi says you have to be poikik in the kov. The first lashon of Rashi holds that is not true. You don't have to be poikik in the kov. And the Chiddushi Aran says. He explains why they weren't chayish for chitoy. It was shorik betina. It seems that maybe the entrance or the place where they got to this fire, it was covered with mud, so one should not be mechate. So the first lashon of Rashi holds there's no gzeira of shema yechate. No vinisht vi, the melchitz could not be too hot, because they weren't mechate, and the fire went out. So they were poikik, the nekovim, shloyetzi chamimusoi. That it should remain hot. That it should remain hot. That's the pkikas nekovim. Shloyetzi chamimusoi. So it's still hot. And someone might come and think, oh, if it's still hot, maybe they were mechate, maybe they were mechamen it b'shabbos. So the chiddush is, reichetz by miyad, vein tzorich lahamte b'chdei sheyase, even though a person might think, that perhaps they were mechama mit b'shabbos. So these are the two lashonis. Gavuch and Shulchan Aruch we paskin according to the second lashon, that in order for it to be mutter, to be reichetz and the melchetz meitzoy shabbos, they had to be poikik the nekovim, that to be soisim the source of heat, that it should not be neschamim at all in shabbos. We paskin the way Rashi says ve'ikah. Reichetz by miyach, sharei loy neschamim b'shabbos. Aber b'shabes roi, shrei gozru al rechitza. Rechitza stammu zay oser, shul mayim shuch mu erev shabes. Just when shittuf is mutter, but rechitza is oser. Borechitz boi meitzoi shabes. So let us see again the bereis. Tan rabon. Melchit shepokeku nekovo me erev shabes, lo meitzoi shabes, rechitz boi meyat. Meitzoi shabes one is permitted to be rechitz. Pokeku nekovov me erev yontev. If there were poikik to nekovim me erev yontev. Lemochal nichnas. So yontev is permitted to go into the melchitz. Umeziya. He's permitted, not rechitzes also, but to be meziya, to sweat himself there, that is mutter. That is called, that's erev yontev, and that's mutter. V'yoytze, he leaves the melchitz. Umishtatev bebeis achitzim. The beis achitzim of the melchitz, he is mishtatev. They pour water on him. The temperature of this water, if it's hot water or cold water, we'll see the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Mishtatev bebeis chitze. Omar Rav Yehuda, maise bemelchet shel b'nei brak. There was a maise in the melchet shel b'nei brak. Shepokeku nekovov me'erev yonte. L'mochel nichnas rabbeloza ben azayiv rabbekive vehiziyu boi. V'yotzu v'nishtatfu bebeis achitze. So this is mamish, this halacha, that erev yontev, zei is mutter, and nishtatfus bebeis achitze is also mutter. Elo, now the Gemara says, there was another hiddu. Shechamin sheloi mechupin b'nisorin. The chamin was covered with boards. Exactly what this means, we'll find a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Kshebo hadovo lifnei hachachomim, and the Chachamim said, "Avo bishen chamim shaloyim mechupim b'nesorim." That means, so even though if you want to derive the halacha from this beraisa, from the ma'is of Rabbi Elazar ben Zayin, Rabbi Kiva, there was another hiddur, the chamim shaloyim mechupim b'nesorim. But that is not necessary. Even the chamim is not mechupim b'nesorim; it is also mutter. Let us see Rashi. Umishtatev bebeis achitzin shelifnei hamelchitz veloi b'seich hamelchitz. One is not permitted to be mishtatev b'seich hamelchitz shlo yoimru roichetzu. They'll say maybe he's roichetz. They won't know that he's mishtatev. They'll say he's roichetz. Kedamor the osru esa rechitze. Rechitze is osa. Only shittuf is mutter, but rechitze is osa.
Aval hazeya hitiru, but zeya is muta. Fahayahu zeya,
what is the case of zeya? Oy made, either he's standing in one place, or yoyshev, or he's sitting beveis hamelchitz, ve'enei noisen maim, or love hu mischamim hu mezi, and he gets hot and he starts sweating. Mechupim b'nisorim.
So in the case of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azayin and Rabbi Kiva, it was covered with boards.
V'loi hoyu tzrichin lochush shema nischamimu b'shabes mechumoy shel melchitz.
So it would seem, according to Rashi, what was mechupim b'nisorim?
The water that they were mishtatef with. I mean, this water was warmed up Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontef, it's speaking about over here. Even though Rashi says Shabbos, but the most of the mice was B'yontef. Lo yotzrichen loch Hashem nischamim u b'Shabbos.
So this water that was nischamim Erev Shabbos found itself in the Melchitz. Now the Melchitz was a hot place. So maybe one might be afraid that a Tosfos chimum occurred with the water that they were mishtatef, since it wasn't the Beis HaMelchitz. So maybe he got nischamim michum shel melchitz. So mamele, so this is not mayim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. It is also huchmu in Shabbos. So therefore it was covered that the heat of the melchitz was not mechamim the mayim that they were mishtatef with. The Gemara says it's not necessary. You don't have to be, you don't have to cover this mayim with nesorim. God did the mayim, it was like that, but it's not necessary. Let us see the bottom places. Eloch shechamim shaloi mechupim b'nesorim. Perish bekuntris. Shloi ho yotzrichim locho shehuchmu b'shabes michayim hamelchitz. You didn't have to be afraid that chamim became warmed up from the chayim hamelchitz. Mashma, she'soivel she'nishtatvu bechamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. The Rabbi Eliezer ben Azayin, Rabbi Kiva, nishtatvu bechamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. But so there was, it was mechupa b'nesorim that one shouldn't think that there was a Tosfos chimum from the melchitz in Shabbos. So Tosfos says that's terrible. Ule'el osa Rabbi Yehuda gufei. So Tosfos says Rabbi Yehuda is telling over this maisa of the shittuf, and Rashi seems to be saying that the shittuf was with mayim chamim. There's only a psehidr that it didn't get hotter in Shabbos. How could they be speaking about shittuf? Rabbi Yehuda asa shittuf bechamim if it was neschamim erev Shabbos. Shemo yechalek ben Shabbos liyontif. So Taisa says maybe according to Rashi this might happen. The yontif. Even the Rashi says Shabbos, about Kaponim, the Gemara says Yontif. So Shema Yechalik ben Shabbos liyontif. Maybe Rashi learns that Shituf, Bechamim, Shehuchmu biyontif, is Mutta according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's how Rashi learns Shat in the Gemara. Miu betesefte garsinen, v'nishtatfu betzayna. That the Shituf was betzayna. So what's the Nesorim speaking about? Ela shechamim shaloi mechupim v'la yizburu ha'olam sharochetzu bechamim. That means the chamim in the melchitz was covered with boards, that when they came out from the melchitz and they were wet, so someone should not be choshed that they were roichetz themselves in the melchitz, so memela the chamim in the melchitz was covered to ensure that no one should think that to be choshed then that they were roichetz in the melchitz, and that the Gemara says, that it is unnecessary, since Lamais, they weren't Reichitz in the Melchitz, was a sheet of Betzainam, there was only a Zay in the base of Melchitz, so it is not necessary of the Chippuy, for the Chippuy within the Sod.